So I'm here with Chris Dane on the set of Ren the Series. Chris is co-writer and he's also acting in Ren the Series. The part is as yet unannounced. So Chris, it's quite an amazing set you've got here. You've got some outdoor elements and you've got some indoor elements. So tell us what you've been doing outside.
Well, outside, basically, we've built a village. There's a lot of what happens in Ren, the first season. A lot of it happens in the village square, where there's a big market going on. There's a lot of action, so there's running around corners of houses and all that sort of thing. So we've basically been trying to create a whole village out here. People can't see what it looks like, but it's a parking lot, basically. And we're trying to make it look like, I guess it's sort of a medieval look that we're going for, even though this is fantasy, so it's not in a specific time period, but I think that's kind of what we're aiming for.
Oh, great. Before, when you worked on Born of Hope, you used a lot of locations for your villages. So what's made you change your mind here?
Well, we did use West Stowe for Born of Hope. It was an absolutely amazing place. And it was perfect for what Kate was trying to do with Born of Hope, to show the Rangers how they lived after they've sort of gone from being the kings and all that sort of thing. So therefore, Wester was really, really suitable for it, and it's all wooden houses. What we wanted to do with Ren was to move it into more, you know, stone-built houses and that medieval look. So we were looking at various locations, Cosmiston down in South Wales was one of them, and all of the places we looked at were really, really good locations. But at the end of the day, to get the look we wanted and to fit with the script that we were writing, we would still need to do quite a lot of stuff to these locations. So adding set pieces, adding set dressing and all that sort of thing. So in the end, we decided to go, well, why don't we build it so it fits with our story rather than trying to make the story fit into an existing location?
Okay, so it gives you better control, I guess, over what
it gives.
What
it, yeah, it well. Gives us the control when we come into the filming of it as well, that we can kind of go, okay, we want to shoot this weekend, but the weather forecast is like there's a hurricane or tornado coming, as it is Britain and it's kind of summer. So therefore, we can go, okay, let's not do that. Let's move it. We've got a lot more control than if we were going to book a week at Cosmiston or one of these places, and then, let's say, it rained 3 out of 4 days. That would completely mess up our budget and our schedule, and we wouldn't have the money to go back for another 3 days.
So how well advanced is the village now?
It's pretty advanced. We've built the whole circle of the square. There's a keep. And we've built some secondary buildings, so it doesn't look like just a circle of buildings, basically. So what we're doing at the moment is really making it look old. So we are distressing the building. So we've spent like 8 weeks making these pristine, nice-looking boxed houses with beams and stuff. And now we're going around with paintbrushes and throwing, you know, black paint at it so it looks like they've been dirty. You know, things have happened to them for hundreds of years. And that's kind of the exciting bit of the set build. There's sort of certain stages in the set build. The first bit is getting everything up, and it's quick and it's exciting, and you know, houses go up like 2 houses a day, and you go, wow, that's brilliant. And then in a week you build like 3-4 houses, and then it starts sort of slowing down a little bit because then you start putting windows in and you put beams on and stuff. But you're working on the same houses, and they don't really seem to change that much. You start painting them and still it's like, yeah, but it's the same box I'm painting. And then now we're getting into that bit of it where they seem to come alive. They take on a character because all the stuff that we're putting on them tell a story. So like, I just went mad with a paintbrush on one of them, a little bit too mad. So it looks like there's been an explosion. Basically black stuff on it, but that tells a story. You know, someone, you would look at it and go, something has happened there. You don't really know what it is, but something has clearly happened in that corner. So yeah, they start taking on a life of their own now, which is a very exciting stage.
I mean, it takes a long time, I think, to get the detail in there, but the detail really starts to make the set.
Yeah, it makes all the difference. It's a little bit like costuming. You know, you can make a pair of trousers and they look like a pair of trousers. But then you start distressing them a bit, you start putting some buckles on it and some leather on it, and all of a sudden they become something different and tell a story about the person who has been wearing them. So hopefully these houses are going to tell stories about the people who live in it.
So not all of the sets for Wren are outdoors. We're actually sitting inside one of the sets.
We are, yes.
Right now.
Yeah.
And as you said, the listeners can't see it, but this is going to be one of the key places for some of the action.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about construction of this set and what you wanted to achieve.
Well, for this particular set is really a contrast to the village. So we were talking before about the village and building the medieval squares and all that sort of thing. Whereas this set is a very different one. It's one of the characters lives in the forest. So we needed to go for this very organic place that he's built somewhere in the wild, and basically built out of whatever materials he could get hold of. So there's not a lot of straight lines in this particular set. And what I really like about it is that it has come about almost like you would imagine someone would build it in real life. We had an idea for what we wanted, but really no clear idea of how to achieve that vision of this kind of cave or earth, you know, mud hut or whatever you can call it. And then one day, the mum of one of the girls who were helping out in costume called and said, "Look, my neighbour is chopping down a tree. Would you like the trunks?" So I was like, "Yeah, well, maybe it could come in handy." And then I drove over there and picked them up, and they are enormous chunks of twisted willow. I just instantly saw, okay, this is the beginning of that set. We can use that as construction. And then basically started off, there was a big chunk that I knew that has got to be in the middle. And there's got to be a table around that. So it kind of grew from there, and then branches coming out from that central tree. We created some walls that look a bit like it's stone or mud or whatever. There's a lot of green stuff in here. Yeah, skins, and yeah, it's quite an elaborate set.
Well, organic is a good word for it, and certainly there is a lot of wood. It's not off cuts of pine, it's bits of tree.
Yeah.
And I mean I'm looking at a table right now, and it's part of the tree, and it's got tree legs on it, and it really sort of sets things up for the location. It's a very good man cave, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, I sort of want to put a big widescreen in the other end of it,
and you'd be perfect
moving here. But obviously that's going to spoil the image a little bit,
slightly.
And there's lots of, well, you can hear it, hopefully. There's lots of undergrowth and foliage behind us. And
we're sitting on a nice bench, covered in nice skins.
On fur. Skins, yeah. So it's not really dressed yet. I mean, when does that start? When do the set dressers turn up with all their little
trinkets?
Well,
that's kind of next stage. We've finished the set now. It's sort of ready to move in, if you like. So the set dressers are still looking at what kind of stuff is in here, because the character is a well-traveled character that he's picked up stuff from all the travels he's had, like parchments of interesting drawings and pots of weird stuff. So in the end, it's going to look even more organic than it is now, with little bits here and there, stuff hanging down from the ceiling and all that sort of thing. So that's next day. So it's probably going to be end of next week when the set dressing is moving into this man cave.
Excellent. Thank you. And so that's the two main sets that you've got here. I think there's one unbuilt at the moment.
Yes. Yes, there's the interior of Wren's house. It's basically supposed to be the interior of one of the houses that you'll see in the market or in the square. We haven't done that yet, and we are still debating whether to go on location for the interior or whether we're going to attempt to build the interior as well.
So you mentioned locations. I assume it's not all going to be filmed in this wonderful man cave or the village. What else have you got in mind?
There's a couple of types of locations. Yeah, there's a couple of outdoor locations in forests. In the opening of the film, we've got some nice forest, hopefully a little river or a lake. So there's going to be some location scouting going on next week as well for that location. Then there's a big fight sequence, which happens in the forest as well, where we have to have a little bit of sort of hilly terrain. And that's one thing here in Cambridgeshire that's a bit hard to, to find. It's very flat. So again, there's going to be a bit of location scouting going on there. So yeah, there's sort of four main locations. There's the forests, there's this cave that we're sitting in, the square, and the interior of Wren's house.
Mm. Okay, so a little bit more to find, a little bit more to do, but actually very well advanced.
Absolutely, we are in a very good place at the moment.
Good. Filming starts pretty soon, I guess.
2 weeks' time.
Two weeks' time.
Yeah. Okay. So it's all very exciting.
All right. Thanks very much, Chris.
You're welcome.
Thank you.